Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Where'd my GoPro go? Oh, never mind.
Pro?
Never mind.
Get it?
Go.
Where'd my GoPro go?
Get it? GoPro? Yeah. Now I get
GoPro.
It. I get it.
Did you see what I did there? It's because it's called a GoPro.
Yeah. Marco Polo. Hey, everybody. It's Kyle Rizdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, the daily edition. Me and one Molly Wood trying to make today make sense.
Whew. Yes. Always remember, children, when in doubt, explain the joke. Explain the joke. If you are joining us for the first time, or because of the Labor Day holiday, you have sort of vaguely forgotten what day it actually is. It's Wednesday. And that means it is What Do You Want to Know Wednesday, which is like our weekly chance to not look at the news before the show, just to answer your questions and hopefully make you a bit smarter. And I love the way What Do You Want to Know Wednesday, because it's just like it's a nice variety.
Mm-hmm.
Nice variety.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We are going to start, especially today, when... Wow. So... We're going to start with a question that someone tagged for me on Twitter about the president's payroll tax deferral. Because why not? I feel like let's talk about that. Why not?
Yes.
And what is going on with that? Because it seems like a mess. We've talked about how companies are opting out, but there's more. There is more. I'm going to turn this one over to Kai.
Yeah. All right. So to be clear, it is a payroll tax deferral. It is not a holiday. It's not a vacation. It is not a jaunt in the woods. The president is, since he can't change the tax code by himself, he is putting off the payment of those taxes, if your company so chooses, until 1 January. That is to say, starting 1 September through the end of the year, your company has the option. By the way, I asked our company. They haven't decided yet. Has the option to defer those taxes. Point being that the taxes are still due. And a lot of companies are opting out because, frankly, it's a nightmare paperwork-wise. Also, the idea that employees are going to have to pay the taxes back in a shorter period of time come January makes no sense. Yeah. But the kicker here is for the largest employer in this economy, there is no option. Federal civilian workers and members of the military are having that deferral imposed, I should say, on them. They will not be paying those taxes, so their paychecks will be a little bit bigger. But come 1 January, they're going to have to pay double the Social Security tax, the OASDI taxes that we talked about. 6.2% is what it is, by the way.
So pretty much anybody who gets, there's no scenario in which this is a benefit to anyone, right? Like you get a short-term... No. In the short term, you get a larger paycheck, but you can't most likely consider if you are in the kind of situation for whom a slightly larger paycheck would be really helpful. You're probably also in the situation where you can't actually afford to spend any of it because then you're going to have several thousands of dollars due in January. So it seems to me that there is literally no benefit to this for anyone.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And employees don't totally understand, and I feel like this is fairly important, that it's them, right? It's like the company can decide, okay, we're going to opt into this payroll tax holiday, and then you, employee, you're the one who's on the hook.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
So there you go. So for people with any questions out there, it's all military active duty, it's all federal civilians, and you if your company decides to. That's it. There we go.
Okay. So
Fair enough.
You listen, if you end up opted in, save the money. The end.
Oh, yeah.
Totally not professional financial advice.
Also, yeah. Also, sorry, one really technical point. It's not like you're going to have to deal with this on your tax return come April the 15th. It will start coming out of your paycheck double time on 1 January, right? It's not a 1040 thing. It's not a go see your accountant thing. It's just going to happen.
Oh, really?
So then
you'll have the extra amount taken out until it's paid back?
That is correct. You will have the standard payroll tax deduction, and you will have the makeup payroll tax deduction from the prior 4 months. So there's no filing for this. It's just happening to you.
Wow. You know what would have been better?
Anything.
But definitely also Congress coming to some kind of relief deal, which has still not happened.
Oh, well, look, I mean, they've agreed apparently to keep the government open come the end of the fiscal year. But beyond that, they are not even in the same galaxy on relief. So don't get me started.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
B. Bennett in New York, a little concerned about Zoom security. Yes, isn't that cute? After a friend's church meditation session got Zoom bombed recently, so she wrote to us and said, I just received a notice from a major medical institution saying that all future telemedicine visits will be via Zoom. How secure, she wants to know, are Zoom communications? Ready to go.
Really? I'm a little surprised to hear that. I mean, I know that Zoom did put out a HIPAA compliance guide, but it's interesting because when you look, okay, so let me back up. One, how secure are Zoom communications? Day to day, they are generally fine as long as you have some decent Zoom hygiene. Like you can set up a waiting room. They made some of these features easier to set up a waiting room so that you are allowed to approve who comes in to the room. You can set up a meeting password so that, you know, it's still people are creating these kind of like open rooms, and then that's how someone can just bomb on in. They have basically just made it a little more obvious to secure individual meetings. But it's really interesting because like there's a Tom's Guide. Tom's Guide is just good, you know, techie information, tomsguide.com, about how safe it is to use from the end of July. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's totally safe to use in most cases, as long as you're not discussing state corporate secrets or disclosing personal health information to a patient. That it should be fine. Because there is some question about how much data is encrypted. It did end up offering end-to-end encryption to everyone after initially saying that everyone had it, but not everyone did. They say in their HIPAA compliance guide that they don't have any access to identifiable personal health information and that they protect and encrypt all audio, video, and screen sharing data. That now, as of June, we know is true, even though they said it in May. I'm surprised that a doctor would go that route, but I would say, like, generally speaking, it's probably not a massive security danger.
Do you know if they, like, they don't keep what goes across their servers, right? Do they?
No.
Like, identifiable information on who
that was one of the things that they... That was one of the things that was unclear early on, is that their privacy policies did make it seem like they could maybe keep information. I think what they're saying with their HIPAA compliance specifically is that they don't have any access to that information. Okay. But the privacy policy was unclear on that point.
Fair enough.
That is true. I mean, it's a little tricky, right? It's like very cart before the horse
It's totally tricky, for sure. And especially given that we all went from... like 3 people on Zoom to 11 bajillion people on Zoom, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would, I'm not telling, this is a great opportunity for an entrepreneurial type to come up with a like medical grade video conferencing platform. I would ask your, I mean, honestly, like if you have major medical institutions sending you those notes, I'd send a note back and be like, okay, tell me about your security procedures. Yeah. What are they going to be? Because the first time I get a telehealth Zoom request that doesn't have like a password, I'm not going to that doctor anymore.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a voice memo, which is our favorite thing. Here we go.
Hi, Kai and Molly. This is Kara calling from the great city of Minneapolis. I have so many questions, but today I'm just going to stick with one. Kai often says that the stock market is not the economy. And thanks so much for covering the reasons why in a recent episode. But then, if not the stock market, what is a good alternative indicator of our collective economic health that better reflects how we are all doing? Love the show.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a really good question. So a couple. And I would actually rank order these from most important and relevant to slightly less important and relevant. The first thing I would look at is jobs, right? Because if we have jobs, then we have consumer spending, which would be indicator number two. And that's all important because consumer spending or spending by government on behalf of consumers is 70% of this economy, as you know. But look, let me back up for a minute to jobs. The headline number is not enough. It's just not, especially not in this day and age, right? The fact that unemployment now is 8.4% is lovely. For white Americans, it's 7.3%. For black Americans, it's 13%. So I think you need to read a little bit deeper into those stories to get context on what's going on for all of us. Then, as I said, consumer spending, because if we're spending, then that's good. And then I would go to things that are more headline-y that you can have a look at, and it would be something like gross domestic product, the rate of growth or not growth of gross domestic product, except I would not look at it for the coming third quarter because it's going to be up a huge percentage point on off a very low base because we had such a drop. And that's as far as I would go for a layperson. I mean, you could go to like trade flows and you could go to strength of the dollar and currencies and stuff like that. And of course, interest rates. But the big three really are jobs, consumers, and then absolute economic growth. That's where I would go for myself.
Yep. Definitely. I put in a bunch of links just because I think it'll be fun to have them at our website at makemesmart.org in our show notes to the World Happiness Index, which is a project. I mean, and it sounds, you know, I know I sound like a hippie when I say this stuff, but it's about like urban-rural happiness differentials, how environmental quality affects our happiness, social environments for world happiness. Like it gets at, I mean, you know, when we have had conversations about stakeholder capitalism and the idea of extending economic indicators in a way that takes into account all of the people who can be affected by those. I have always found this to be a super interesting thing. There have been 8 of them, annual World Happiness Reports. I think they use the Gallup World Poll to survey people about their overall happiness index. And you can read the 2020 report, which came out in March 20th. So probably slightly out of date, considering that it came out in March, but go over to the website and check it out.
Yeah.
Because we do need to find different ways to measure things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Totally true. Totally true.
Yep.
All right. We got a couple of minutes. Let's do a couple more. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Fun stuff.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we need to do a little makeup just because yesterday was so terribly grim. The whole QAnon discussion. So a couple of fun questions, thanks to Bridget and Rose and the gang. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Molly. This is Lisa from Chermansburg, New York. And my question for you is, when are you taking your next self-care day?
Oh, good question.
When are you? When is Kai?
I am taking my next self-help week. I am taking my self-help week. I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to be here next Friday, and then I'm taking the following week off because.
He finally is. Aren't we so proud? I mean, honestly, I'm really proud.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be
and
better.
And I'm going to probably do something like that after Kai gets back.
Good.
And I'm going to give you all, I'm going to tell you all what I have been doing for myself lately, which is, I think I mentioned on the show, but I've been doing Yoga with Adrienne is the name of the series on YouTube. She's like a YouTube yoga person. I think she's like the big one. She's huge. She's got 8 million subscribers. And I'm doing this like 30-day Yoga with Adrienne program, yoga at home. And I'm not even going to lie, guys. It's been a little bit of a game changer. I'm turning into a little bit of a cultist about Adrienne.
Really?
I have to do it. It's like 25 minutes. It's super gentle. I'm on day 10. It's awesome. Because I'm not good at meditating at all. I've never have been. I sit there and I think like I could be using this time more efficiently. Like I'm just like way too grandma pat for that. But I always find things like backpacking, like some, you know, painful thing or even just being forced to like stretch and do some yoga or whatever. It's been awesome. Yeah. So Lisa, I think it's going to extend my time a little bit so that I can cover for Kai while he takes a break.
And then, I appreciate that.
One of our
other—I need to. Go ahead, what?
Yeah, I was going to do this other question, but do you have...
All right, wait, hang on. I need to know when you're going away because I have a self-imposed deadline of watching that movie that Kimberly wants me to watch the next time she's on, and I promised I would do it by the next time she's on.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so, I'll make a list for you. I usually try to do a big backpacking trip the first weekend of October. That probably won't happen now because all the places I might go are on fire, but maybe I'll just target it for around then. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I got
And then finally, before we go, someone asked Kai like what his treats are during the day, and Kai being Kai, he was all, it's fruit. So it's, you know what? It's dark chocolate almond butter cups from Trader Joe's, people. Lane Poppenfuss. I mean, what is with the awesome names on the show? Wants to know, maybe we could all feel better if your favorite fruit is something really indulgent. What's Kai's favorite fruit? Chocolate?
My favorite fruit is it's a banana.
It's a banana. It's not even like a mango.
Oh, bless him.
I like bananas.
He likes bananas.
Bananas.
And I feel better. I don't know about you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going. We're going. That's enough of that. My goodness. All right, so tomorrow is Thursday. We'll try not to be too hollowed out, but we'll see how that goes. In the meanwhile, questions and comments, makemesmart@marketplace.org, and we'll meet you back.
We will. I like to wait for the...
Oh, I know.
There it is. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Rose Conlon, who's doing great at this. Tony Wagner is our digital producer. Ben Hethcoat is our video producer. And Ethan Peretz is the world's best video intern. And Erica Phillips writes our newsletter and those skills on your spot. Haven't we promoted Ethan Peretz by now? Like, you can't be an intern forever, right?
World's hardest working intern.
We should give this job a man.
Today's program was engineered by Jenna Ramirez. He and Ben Dalladay wrote the theme music. Bridget Bonner is the senior producer, executive director of On Demand, is Star Nieves. Last I heard.
I literally just said, give this job a man. In case you wonder if I'm keeping it together, just know... I managed until the very end.
It's all good. Given the fact that you can't go outside because it's, you know, apocalyptic outside.
Oh, my God. You know what else it is? And this is super weird.
What?
Cold.
Yeah, because you got no sunshine. There's no sunshine reaching planet Earth. All your plants are going to die and your people are going to turn all pasty and forget it. Sorry.
Thanks, man.
Sorry.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.